Now, live from the Window World Studios, this is The Carney Show. Here's John Carney on the Big 550 and at KTRS.com.
$10 was...
The latest offering from Lifehouse, halfway gone. John Carney on the radio, on the FM side, so bizarre.
Bad day, that's Daniel Pounder.
If a Carney can wind up homeless, it can happen to anyone.
You won't believe the dream I just had. I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you.
Nothing made sense in this place.
He's not just some guy. He's a carny. And part of a noble tradition. Carnies built this country. And though they may be rat-like in appearance, they are truly kings among men.
It is the Big 550 KTRS. Carney here. Welcome back. Last hour, Thursday night's broadcast. And the first on this frequency of the Thursday Night Music Club, which comes up in mere moments. Our music critic at large and celebrated music author, Dan Durkle, too. Since we last shared the airwaves together, I think has put out two or three books on music. We'll talk to him about that, as well as what he'll bring to the table each week, talking about some new releases, as well as concerts you might want to consider laying out a few shekels for it. Not a few shekels. You know, I just found a box that had concert stubs in it. And Allman Brothers, $11 at Kiel. You know, $19 to see the Marshall Tucker Band. Now, it's like $300 to see the Eagles, or Fleetwood Mac's like $250. These are, you know, it would be fine if our salaries and our life's income would increase as incrementally, but not so much. So it's more of a special occasion thing. So be more mindful of what Dan points you to. It will be of great help. Tomorrow on the show, the man who landed an airplane in the Hudson River. I think there's only been one, and he joins us. Sully on the broadcast tomorrow night. We'll play some games and some other stuff on the show as well. But let's get on with the club.
Oh, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's the first one. It is the Thursday Night Music Club, now open for business. And I've set this up throughout the week and kind of told you the background. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump over the announcer guy. I didn't realize he was there, as a matter of fact. But, you know, as a longtime musician and knowing what these guys get paid or don't get paid, the fact that local musicians are still packing it up and doing it every night, it's the least we can do to point you to them. And as hip as I like to think that I am, when I go to a club to go see a band perform, inevitably I will hear one of the young ladies say to her girlfriend, "Who called their dad? This is so uncool." So I don't really go anymore. Sam Fisher does. She's got her finger on the pulse of local music. And at one point was dating several bands simultaneously. Sam! I have missed you, sister.
Oh, my God. Hello, my darling.
It's been a year and a half since we've done this.
Has it been that long?
It has been.
It felt like 5 years.
And I imagine a lot has happened since then. And have you still been in the mix? Going to the like 5-6 shows a week. And
well, I haven't had any children.
Well, okay. All right. So 1 point for the visitors, nothing for the home team. I will catch up before it's all said and done.
That scares me.
And you had a music magazine at one point.
Yes.
And wrote about, you know, bands playing around and spotlights and things. And when we started to do this, bands started to send you some tapes and things. And so what we like to do is turn to you not only to find out who's playing where, what's going on, but also turn some people on to some area music. So that's the plan.
Yes. How blessed are we to live in St. Louis with great live local music?
The other aspect of this is the charitable end. And the work that you do getting instruments into the schools for kids that wouldn't otherwise have a chance to be exposed to music.
Yes, so, very much so.
Bring us up to speed on that.
Oh, effort. My gosh. So much, Carney, in the last year and a half. So Play It Forward, STL.org is the website if you care to travel to it. Basically, it's a very grassroots organization. We take musical instruments that have been donated to the organization and we place them back into the school systems. Very simple.
And back in the day, you used to come in with a grocery list of stuff that you need.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that or no? Are we going to do that next time?
No, we always need instruments. So if you have that trumpet that's laying in the basement, you know, what kills me is every time somebody gives me an instrument, they always say to me, I've had this for 15 years. I've had this for 20 years. So it's time to pull it out of the basement and get them back into the local school music programs. It's so simple.
I will never forget last time you said you were looking for like 19 music stands. How did that ever go?
It was 38 music stands.
38 music stands.
It was. Yeah, we did a fundraiser and we just went ahead and purchased those music stands for right, orchestrating so diversity. It was awesome.
All right, so we'll get the latest on that each week and tell you what we're looking for. But musical instruments of all types, too. Pianos are a little tough to pick up. We had a couple of those, you know.
Yeah.
I have a piano, but you have to come get it on my fifth floor apartment, and we don't have an elevator. Hello? Hello? Are you there? All right, so let's talk about some local groups and play a little something-something and see who's where. So,
well, again, like I said, we're so blessed in St. Louis that we have so much local original music artists. I mean, for years and years and years. I wanted to tell you that Play It Forward was just at the St. Louis Blues Festival Memorial Weekend at Soldiers Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Beardsley and John May and Mike Conciella put that on. And there was probably, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 of people. I mean, it was incredible. So, again, St. Louis has got great music.
All right, who are you turning us on to this week?
One of my favorites. I always say that, and you're going to tease me, I know.
You do always say that.
I know, but I like it. The Kevin Lucas Orchestra. You can check them out at kevinlucasorchestra.com. They'll be playing at the Sheldon on Tuesday, June 19th at 7:30. You can go to the Sheldon website and purchase tickets or to their website. This is a track called Here I Am. It's being released to national radio this week. So this is their first cut on national radio. And I believe the first time it's being heard is right here.
Brand new stuff from the Kevin Lucas Orchestra. The song Here I Am, kevinlucasorchestra.com, the website. And I just learned that the vibes that you heard on there, or xylophone, whatever he was playing, was actually that, not like a keyboard that had that sound programmed in.
No, exactly. And that's what I think is kind of cool about this band. So you should definitely check them out at the Sheldon Concert Hall. I mean, the Sheldon, what a beautiful venue anyway.
Acoustically perfect.
Yes.
Tuesday the 19th at 7:30. I imagine you can get ticket information by checking in with the Sheldon or going to the website at KevinLucasOrchestra.com, right?
Very much so.
All right. What else you got for us?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so just in love with you right now. I know you don't hear that very much.
Not
speechless.
At home. Oh, I kid.
Oh,
boy, am
Susanna.
I putting her to the test.
I love her, too.
Yeah.
But I miss you so much. I'm just so happy to be here and looking at your smiling face.
I could just see my wife sitting on the couch now with Dr. Phil going, you know, and Phil's doing, we're doing a special on women that are married to one-armed men and the trials and tribulations they face.
God, I hope she's not writing that stuff down.
Oh, that poor girl. All right, we got another band.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I just met this cat, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. Do you remember our friend Ethan Jones?
Yes.
From the Well Hungarian?
Yes.
Well, Ethan tried out for American Idol and got through to Hollywood. And so did this cat, Joe Banwa.
Okay.
Which, you know, I was concerned about pronouncing his name.
Never worried about it before. I don't know why you'd start now.
So Joe was part of the American Idol for 2012, mm-hmm. and made it pretty much to Hollywood as well with Ethan, and they became friends. And I got turned on to him just a few weeks ago, and I really like his stuff. He's a very cool guy. And he got up in this contest at topblib.com. It's called Stadiums of Fire. There was like 3,000 hopefuls that attempted to enter, and he was chosen, and I think the top eight, and if they win, they get to open up for the Beach Boys.
And
you remember the Beach Boys.
And Scott McCready, who was also an American Idol, right?
Yes, very much so, yes.
So it all comes full circle.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you like this band, which I think they're great, I like the guy, he's just really down to earth, local kid from St. Louis, so, you know, we try to support. You can go to, you can find him on Facebook anywhere, and you can go to topblib.com. Tickets, 2012 finals, and I know there's a promo code, and his name is Joe. So, you know, just get on there and vote.
And
it's real simple.
B-A-N-U-A. Although it's Benoit, there's no W.
No,
there.
Or Y. I would have went Y, but Y.
B-A-N-U-A, and it's topblip.com, right? And it is, like, based on voting, right?
So very much so, based on voting. You know, and this kid, I'm telling you, I've heard him sing. I've watched him perform. He was on American Idol, so obviously the producer of that show took it seriously. He's brilliant.
So is opening up for the Beach Boys first place or last place? Aruba, Jimmy, just shoot me!
Hey, who was the actor that started playing the drums? What's his name?
John Stamos. It's embarrassing that I even knew that. I need some Germex or something now. Yeah. Okay.
No, the Beach Boys, come on. They just did some awards show, and I watched them. It was great.
I know, and they're back on tour, and Mike Love, I talked to him not too long ago, and Al Jardine and those guys, and they're still going at it.
And listen, if our friend Joe happens to win this competition, he'll be on tour with that band. So,
did you bring any music from him by any chance?
I sure did. This is actually a new cut, and what's the name of it?
I don't know. This is your segment.
And here it is.
Pick it up right where we left off.
Nothing short of a miracle that God led me to you. It's always the last place you look and the last thing you would do. It's unconventional to be this far apart, but I think that you're real cool, and maybe that's a start. Two hearts, two places, one face in a billion faces. I'm going crazy, I'm so alive, pedal to the metal on 55. Nothing's gonna stop me from making my way to you, yeah. I'm rolling down the windows for the country, yeah. Not a word in my mind, cause it's already there. My heart starts jumping and I know that you feel it.
Joe Banwan, don't forget to vote for him, topblip.com. And winners open up for Scott McCready and the Beach Boys at a concert. Sadly, that you won't get to see unless you're in Provo, Utah for the 4th of July. So.
Well, you never know if you're in that area.
What's the name of that song? Did you figure it out?
When I Met You.
There you go.
I love that song, man. That kid can sing, man. I'm telling you.
Both of these guys, very impressed with it, what you brought in. Back in the day, some of the stuff was like, ooh, what was that?
I can't believe you went there just now.
Boy, that guy's voice was really interesting. Was he hurt? I liked both of those. You hit them out of the park this week.
Oh, man, I wanted to so bad.
Thank you for doing so, because I'm running out of radio stations. This really had to go. So I appreciate your help. Also, playitforwardstl.org, the charitable arm that Sam is the driving force behind, and a lot of local musicians holding fundraisers for this very cause, and wildly commendable. And look around in the basement, or, you know, that guitar that's under your bed when you thought you were going to be a rock star, and it's, well, it hadn't been touched in 10 years. Some kid is not getting a musical experience because they don't have that instrument, and to hook everybody up, which is what you do, is wildly commendable. So thank you
so much, my friend. And listen, our next show is at, of course, my home, the Oyster Bar, on June 24th. Got some great kid bands playing. We've got Raz My Berries, Lunar Levitation. I'm going to bring one of their tracks in. These kids are like 14.
Yeah.
And they're singing Kansas, okay?
Raz My Berries.
Raz My Berries.
These kids today.
I know.
All right, again, playitforwardstl.org. And that, Sam, to kick off the Thursday Night Music Club. Love you. So glad you're back in the mix.
Oh, my God. I'm just so happy to be here. It's so good to see you.
For people listening that have a band and want to be considered for airplay for this segment, what do you recommend?
You know, first of all, you can go to the website, playitforwardstl.org.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is on there. It's sam@playitforwardstl.org.
Okay.
Shoot me an email, and we'll get the information we need, and we'll feature you on the show.
Thank you, as always, darling. Appreciate it. Thank you, honey. Dan Dirkholtz coming up with our next part of the Thursday Night Music Club. It's 1120, the Big 550 KTRS.